I'm Sam Lake for ViaGARS. Our guest on ViaGARS today is Dr. Madeline Hackney, a research health scientist with the Rehabilitation R&D Center of Excellence at the Atlanta VA Medical Center in Decatur. She is also assistant professor in the Division of General Medicine and Geriatrics, Department of Medicine, Emory University School of Medicine. Dr. Hackney, if you would, tell us what research you're involved in at the Atlanta VA.
I'm a research health scientist at the Atlanta VA Center for Visual and Neurocognitive Rehabilitation, and I conduct research for individuals with Parkinson's disease and frail elderly individuals in order to improve their mobility and cognitive function. Specifically, I use an adapted tango program, which is adapted Argentine tango dancing, in order to create a therapy that will target the motor impairments of people with Parkinson's disease. I have also begun an investigation into the neural mechanisms of lower limb function as well, so that we can learn more about the neural mechanisms of improvement. In other words, what's going on in the brain that leads to improvement from conducting an exercise program.
Now, how long have you been doing this kind of research?
In 2006, I was a graduate student, a doctoral student at Washington University School of Medicine in the program for physical therapy, and I was in the movement science program specifically, so I was going to become a kinesiologist, and that's when my advisor first suggested that I teach tango dancing to people with Parkinson's disease, and this was because I had a background, a pretty substantial background as a professional dancer and a dance instructor as well. I had been a dancer and dance instructor for about 11 years prior to entering graduate school. And so I happened to know how to teach a number of partner dances. And we saw an initial abstract that showed that tango dancing was effective in older adults in general, but we wanted to see if it would be effective in people with Parkinson's disease. So let's see. I've been doing studies generally since 2006.
This is quite fascinating to me. You are improving Parkinson's patients by teaching them how to tango, basically, right? Is that true?
The studies would show that. We did an initial study comparing tango to a traditional exercise program, and we showed that people with PD improved in balance more so than they did in the traditional exercise, although there were benefits of the traditional exercise program as well, which was a lot of fun and was well-received. We also compared tango with waltz and foxtrot, and again showed similar results that, you know, it was very beneficial to do the partner dancing program. And also compared tango dancing with a partner to not dancing with a partner, mostly to learn that dancing with a partner was not any sort of crutch. It wasn't like you weren't going to gain mobility improvements through dancing with a partner. That person didn't become a crutch that you would always need. You would still improve. And we also looked at the dissemination of the program. So I taught a number of dance instructors how to teach the adaptive tango type program with a complete manual and a syllabus. And we had several teachers teach this program out into the community of Atlanta. And we saw similar results as well in older adults with sensory and motor compromise. Everyone did not have Parkinson's disease in this case. We also showed that tango improved not only mobility and balance, but also can probably improve aspects of cognition, including spatial cognition. And generally, the program has been very well received, which has been reflected in scores that show that it may improve also quality of life in folks with PD. It's an exciting therapy. It does take a little time and a little bit of commitment, but in as few as 2 to 3 hours per week, coming twice, like 1.5 or one hour or 1.5 hour classes, we've been able to show that these sorts of benefits do result. But you have to be consistent with your treatment, and you actually have to do it.
Yeah. Now, obviously, dancing is a whole lot better than just doing sit-ups and push-ups and things like that for exercise. What kind of feedback have you gotten from the participants in this program?
Well, they generally seem to like it a lot. One thing that I didn't realize that we haven't done is we haven't really interviewed the people who don't complete the program. So generally we say, okay, your goal is to finish 20 lessons in 10 weeks or 15 lessons in 3 weeks or something, depending on what the dose is. And generally, we've gotten feedback from people who have actually completed the dance lessons and haven't gone through the entire program. But we realize we also need to ask those who haven't. But those who complete it, they have generally said that they enjoyed the instruction, they love the music, they love learning new things, because that's very important. We have them learn new things every week. They like working with volunteers and other people, because what we do is we recruit spouses and caregivers and friends, and often pre-health undergraduate students from Emory or whatever university is nearby to dance with the people with Parkinson's disease or the older adults, and they really love that intergenerational interaction as well. So it's the people they love, it's the music that they love, and I think the novelty of it is mm-hmm. important as well.
And how can they get into your program?
Currently, I am recruiting for people with Parkinson's disease who are older than 40 years old to our study. And they can contact me at the Atlanta VA or at Emory. They can either email me at mehackn@emory.edu, or they can call me and my team at 404-321-6111, extension 5006. We are eagerly recruiting individuals with PD, again, who are older than 40 and with a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease from a neurologist, who would like to participate, because we have ongoing studies right now. We're also looking at the efficacy of a PD senior university program as well, which is going to be fantastic, with Emory clinicians, faculty, and staff providing lectures about health, wellness, and resiliency while you're facing a chronic disease like Parkinson's.
Now, what have you learned from doing this over time? You obviously want to work with the Parkinson's disease patients now, but what results have you achieved? What have you learned from all this?
So we've been able to show that the Tango program, it appears to be effective at improving balance, possibly slowing down disease progression, improving some aspects of gait or walking, so like walking speed and stride length, possibly improving the ability to walk backwards, which is a difficult task to do for just about anybody. We have some evidence to show that it improves spatial cognition or mental imagery of a path in space. And now we're going to be looking into the neural mechanisms of it, looking at what does it matter if you're leading or following the dance steps. Previously, we always had people both lead and follow, which is very unusual for a dance class. And now we want to see, you know, if you just lead or you just follow the dance steps, is one of the therapies better than the other? And so these are the things we want to know. We also learned that it's probably very helpful to have a partner, and that is something that is not always easy to arrange for everyone in their lives, but if we can get someone to work together with a partner, that is probably beneficial. And some other things that we might have learned are, the quality of life piece, that it might have some beneficial effect on mood and a general outlook about health-related quality of life.
Yeah, I would think that by going through this program and learning how to dance, for one thing, and having just a better outlook overall would make a quality of life a lot better.
Yeah, I think if you have like an engaging social activity where you're going to see friends and you have a nice active support group and you're doing some movement, which we know helps with mood, I think these can all contribute to the quality of life outcomes that we've seen presented on these standardized questionnaires. I think, and yeah, actually the attitude that someone has about their life, and if they even just, you know, get a couple of hours break from thinking about, oh, I've got a disease, and instead they're focusing on, I'm going to learn how to dance, and I'm going to learn this rhythm, and I'm going to make my body do these things. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Get
yeah.
the body to do new things, and the focus is on that, and you know, just the ability of just going through the class and not necessarily being a fantastic dancer at the end or anything. That's not our goal. We're not trying to create Dancing with the Stars contestants. We're just trying to provide an enriching activity that might drive neuroplasticity that will lead to improvements in overall health, and especially evidenced in mobility and cognitive improvements.
Do you have any success stories that you can relate to?
Well, I can't give any specific names. You know, this is research.
Right. Sure. No problem.
Right. But, yeah, there's a lot of folks out there. I mean, there's just so many different cases where it just seemed like the dancing did make a huge difference in their lives, at least for a temporary period of time. You know, we're not able to do ongoing classes just yet because we need ongoing funding for that kind of thing.
True.
But folks have, you know, said that the classes have impacted their lives in beneficial ways because they love the friends that they have created. And, you know, they'll tell me things like, oh, I feel like I have more of a spring in my step, or the other day I thought I almost fell trying to pick something up, but then I remembered some specific dance step that I needed to do in class, and that helped me prevent a fall. Or sometimes people with PED experience something called freezing of gait, in which they're like literally glued to the floor, and we've taught them some strategic exercises that lead to them, you know, kind of getting out of that episode of the freezing and able to keep on going.
It's fascinating.
So we hope that we've impacted their ability to perform functional activities, you know, everyday activities. That if we've impacted that, that's huge. And you know, if we have been able to maybe slow down the disease progression in some way for some folks, that would be fantastic as well.
Now you sound like you're really, really enjoying this program.
Oh yeah. It's always been very fulfilling for me. It's been fulfilling for me since day one in 2006 when I started, because I love giving the joy of dance to others, if at all possible. And the idea is that we try to keep a very light attitude, you know, not too serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Try to laugh a lot, at least I do.
That's good.
And that's joyful. And, that, you know, when you have music and you put it together with movement, and it's almost like it's like little playtime for adults. And that I hope they see that the joy of play can be theirs as well.
Well, I was going to ask you, what words of encouragement would you have for veterans who want to get into this? But I think you just summed it up, to have fun and improve your life and just have a good time.
Yeah, I think, having that couple-hour break, you know, in the middle of the day where you're focusing on dancing and not thinking about the other cares of your world can be very, very, very therapeutic. It's engaging. Dancing is engaging, and being together with other people is, I think, can't be underestimated. And exploring new movement, that's like something that you started doing when you were a little child. And as, unfortunately, as adults, we don't get to do that as much, but I think it's still a wonderful thing a wonderful pursuit, and it's very healthy for the motor nervous system.
Any final thoughts you want to pass along to our veterans who are listening?
Well, I just want to say a little plug about research participation, and whether it be this study or any other study, it's just, if we're going to improve rehabilitation therapies or any kind of therapies for people with various chronic diseases and conditions, we have to evaluate what goes on in folks who have those conditions. And so anybody who participates in research, I think it's a very, very noble endeavor. It's vital to progress. And, you know, I'm indebted to every single research participant who's ever been in my study, and I just want to encourage more people to feel like it's something that they can give a shot at the very least.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Hackney, for taking time out to talk to us today.
Thank you. It's been a great pleasure.
We would like to thank Dr. Madeline Hackney of the Atlanta VA Medical Center and Emory University School of Medicine for being our guest today on ViaGARS.